that. I'm going to do something sickeningly unoriginal, and I'm going to start from the year dot and work my way forwards. It seemed to me the most sensible way to go. I was almost born under a haystack, which may surprise you. On the other hand, it may not surprise you, I don't know. On the 23rd of September, 1939, which is an awful long time ago, it was a day really of very little note, except that it was the day of the introduction of petrol rationing. And I've never really quite worked out the moral of that. I'm sure there is one somewhere. And my mother, who drew the short straw at the font when she was christened Grizzle, although there aren't many Grizzles, are there? But she lived up to it absolutely splendidly, and she was... I suppose some people might say down to it, but she was a splendidly earthy woman. My father was rather a fierce man. He looked rather fierce. He was very tall. He had one of those small moustaches. And he wore a monocle, which I think was always a little bit off-putting. But he used to talk to you with it and then drop it out, which was rather ghoulish. And he very much thought, I think, that children should be seen and not heard. But going back to the 23rd of September, my mother had a great passion for collecting animals. Sometimes it was bantams. Sometimes it was Siamese cats. There were 28 of them at one stage. At the start of the war, it was pedigree shorthorns, and they had an enormous herd. And my mother went with the farm bailiff, Ingit, to a cattle sale when she was very, very heavily pregnant. And she said to him, now, Ingit, you're